AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The Justice Department issued a report on the response to the Texas school shooting 2 years ago.
Oh, shots fired! Get inside! Go, go, go!
The AP Sagar Magani reports it says there were cascading failures by law enforcement.
The 600-page report is the most comprehensive federal accounting yet of the botched response to Uvalde's Robb Elementary, where 19 kids and two staff members were killed. The report says responding officers demonstrated no urgency in setting up a command post and failed to treat the killings as an active shooter situation, never entering the classroom where the shooting happened. Texas lawmakers had already blasted law enforcement for failing to prioritize innocent lives over their own safety. Local prosecutors are conducting a criminal investigation into the police response. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A hearing before the House Homeland Security Committee is focusing on what Republicans are calling the Mayorkas border crisis. This is Committee Chair Mark Green.
The consequences of this influx of criminal aliens is simply devastating. Again, as a result, no American is safe.
Green says because of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, crime is up across the country. Democrat Benny Thompson says Republicans are acting in bad faith, and Green has told donors about efforts to impeach Mayorkas.
He told his contributors to, quote, get the popcorn, and promised it's going to be fun.
Pakistan's Air Force launched retaliatory airstrikes in Iran, allegedly targeting militant positions. Two Republican legislators in New Mexico filed a resolution to initiate impeachment proceedings against Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham over her emergency public health orders suspending the right to carry firearms in some public areas around Albuquerque. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street is holding steadier as yields stabilize in the bond market following a jump earlier in the week. The S&P 500 was up 0.2% early Thursday, coming off a back-to-back loss. The Dow was down 76 points. That's about 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite was up 0.7%. Big tech stocks helped lead the market higher. Apple and Intel each rose more than 2%. Fastenal increased 7%. The distributor of safety supplies and fasteners reported stronger profit for the last 3 months of last year than had been expected. Treasury yields in the bond market were holding steadier following an increase earlier in the week. The yield on the 10-year Treasury was little changed at 4.12%. Homebuilders rose following a report that builders broke ground on more projects last month than had been expected. Toll Brothers rose more than 1%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Reba McEntire and Post Malone will be among the performers pregame at the Super Bowl next month in Las Vegas. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Save big money when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in 1 weekend with exterior wood stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture. It repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today.
Save